want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
You know, the enemy is not out to destroy you. That's just an extra blessing for him. That's not his agenda. His agenda is to destroy the praise that you bring to God, because he's insane. You need to redefine what insanity is in your own understanding. Insanity is when you lean to your own understanding and you don't have access to the truth and wisdom of God. If you don't access truth, then you're going to be operating in a lot of craziness. You're going to be operating in only what you understand and know. But when you know God, then you have access to his truth, to his wisdom, to his goodness, and everything that is good and holy is in him. When you're detached from that, you're insane. You're clinically insane. In fact, they have all kinds of diagnoses for you, right? That paranoia, you think you're going to be full of fear if you don't have access to the knowledge and the will of God for your life. But all those things, you think you might be a little narcissistic. They have all kinds of terms for you. You may even be full-blown, psychotic, and there's another term, too, that starts with a P. There's a bunch of them that start with P. But there's one where you're criminally insane. So there's all these different descriptions for you. But really, what you have a big problem with is unbelief, because you don't believe that God is good. So what the devil wants to do is to destroy our praise. Well, why? Because he's a disgruntled former employee. He was the worship leader, and he doesn't want anybody taking his place worshiping God. Well, this is what God did. He diversified. He had one worship leader, and that went south, literally. That went south. So then he said, you know what? I'm not going to be satisfied with one worship leader. So we all have the privilege of giving God our worship, and that disgruntled employee hates it. So he doesn't want to destroy you because just contempt for you. He has that, but that's not the only reason. All he wants to do is stop your worship to the throne. He wants to interrupt that. He doesn't want you believing God, because he doesn't, because he's crazy. He wants you to be just as crazy as he is. Amen? And if you don't worship God, you are just as crazy as he is. If you don't access the knowledge of God, you are. But the knowing that passage is talking about isn't just knowing those things I've just described. It's kind of like the same knowing when you feel really close to a person and you understand their affection and you receive it. And you return it. It's that knowing him and being known by him. Understanding his nature and adopting it into your own. You're not born with it. You don't have it in you by yourself. You have to adopt it. You have to be cleansed by it, be transformed, be renewed in your mind to think like him. But we don't. We want to be right. That's crazy, because if you don't agree with God, you're not right, and that's crazy to think you are if you don't agree with God. If you don't agree with God, you are not right. But we so desperately want to be right. You know that there are wars happening all the time. It's part of human nature, because we're not right. So you can see it in two-year-olds. Two-year-olds, go to visit the nursery. And you will see wars the seeds of war are in the nursery, right? Because this one wants that one's. And they can't sit there with their little goldfish. They want that one's goldfish. And they're going to fuss and argue and try to dominate each other even at 2 years old. And it continues from the nursery into the business world, into the church world. There have been church splits. What are those? Those are wars. How do those things happen? Because we exalt ourselves against the knowledge of God. Why? Well, we can blame the devil, our adversary, the enemy, runs around the earth looking for who we might devour, right? He looks to take you out because he doesn't want you praising God. If you want proof of that, read the book of Job. What's the first entry say? That the devil comes to God and says, oh yeah, you're so impressed with him, but that's just because you didn't let me poison his worship. He was after his worship. If you let me have access to him, I'll make sure he doesn't worship you. Let me have him. The only reason he worships you is because everything's been so hunky-dory for Job. So let me have access to him, and I'll turn that man's heart against you. Because I'm sure there's something selfish in him. He's trying to do the same to you. So when the enemy attacks you, he comes after your family, comes after your finances, comes after your health, what do you need to do in response? You need to worship and worship more. Amen? You need to say, draw this line right here, because my God is still good. He's not left the throne. He's still well able. He's still beautiful. He still loves me. His attention is just unwavering. And then this is the thing to consider, that his attention on you is what the devil's trying to destroy. Do you grab that? His attention toward you is so amazing that he would even have attention on you, but he does. And the enemy wants to destroy that because his attention on you causes a response, and that's praise. Amen. And so when we meditate on those things, there's a knowing that happens. And when we know those things, then we're going to have faith, which destroys unbelief. There's a reset that happened once the cross was in place. After the cross, we are taking our turn at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Most people think, well, you know, if I'd have been Adam, I would have done that because that was God's apple, and he should have known that was God's apple, and he should have touched it. You know, God said no, and that was enough. Most of us think, oh, we would have done that. Why did Adam do that? No. You have stood at that same tree and made the same decision. And here's what the question was. Did God really say? And in our insanity, we go, maybe that's not what he meant. What we have to answer is, yes, he did. So you stand at that same tree, and you answer that same question. Constantly. The enemy is trying to challenge you, your own flesh. Like Pastor Mike Melee says, most of us don't need a devil because our own flesh takes that question and entertains it. There's one answer to it. Yes and amen. Amen? Did God really say? So this morning as we worship, answer that question. What questions have come into you in this last week that have popped up in your own mind that challenge God's goodness, his righteousness, his ways as being above, right? We can see it because we are pro-life. We can look and say, okay, the United States thinks that abortion is okay as a people. Some kind of way they snuck that in there. Most people don't agree with it, but some kind of way it's in there. So the law says, but that's not what God's law says. But yet, if you start letting that get challenged, even a strong pro-lifer can find places where they go, well, okay, maybe God didn't really mean it like that. So you have to answer the question, did God really say? That's the basis of your faith. If you answer yes, you're operating in faith. And then that faith gets added to faith add knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And the self-control, endurance. Because it doesn't matter if you got self-control if you come to a place where you quit. You have to endure until goodness is manifested. And from goodness, you're going to manifest love. And once you're at love, you don't ever have to worry about evil manifesting in you. Because love answers that question quickly. Did God really say yes? Because we know him. And we love him. And we're loved by him. And that's not something you're going to get from superficial, being in this environment and just listening to songs. My heart breaks when I hear people who base their whole faith on songs and emotional experiences in the congregation. All of their faith is based on that, not the Word of God. They can't endure a challenge through the Word of God. And they'll, you know, you hear some of the big major preachers these days, some of the big celebrityized preachers are waffling. Why? Because their faith is based on a worship experience, not the Word of God. The worship experience is not just this music that we're about to play and lifting our hands and feeling the emotional presence of God. That's part of it. But if you're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you've got nothing. And you'll fall and you'll lead others to fall. The Word of God never tells us to base our faith on an emotional experience. Never one time are you going to find it in Scripture that the love of God is experienced in a feeling. Not once. Not once is it in Scripture. But it does describe that when you're in His presence, there is that. But it's based always on the Word was and was with God. It's the Word Himself that we come to know, that we come to understand. And so as we engage with that, and we couple our hearts to war with answering that question that God really said, yes, and amen, and I believe Him, and I'm not going to waver because God said, amen, His Word, not just experiences. Not basing on whether or not my prayers get answered, amen. So then I need to understand that, and then I need to set my heart to praise. Then I come into the house of God, and I'm expecting God to move, and I will have experiences. I will feel His presence because I'm in right standing with Him. But my faith isn't based on that. My faith is based on the Word of God and what His Son did for us. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators, we know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.